Good morning, lighties. Good morning, friends. It is once again a privilege to be speaking to you this morning. Our topic for today is transformation for the nations. This topic has become very close to my heart, and this topic is born out of the many questions that I've been struggling with regards to the state of our nation. So today, as we speak about the nations, I want to encourage you, just for the sake of this topic, to reduce your understanding of the nations to our nation. I know that God has called us to go into the nations, but for the sake of this topic, I just want us to bring it home and maybe understand this message in that context. Transformation for the nations. Now, the book of Genesis makes it clear that God created mankind in his image, in his likeness. God created mankind that would share in his characteristics, man that would be like God. And God gave him a mandate to rule over the earth. God blessed mankind. He said, increase, be fruitful, and many other blessings. The same book of Genesis makes it clear, and it talks about the fall of man. Man falling from the position where God had placed him. The fall of man. Man sinned against God, and there was a separation, man separating from God, and man is on his own, behaving or living in the way that was not intended for him. Fast forward to New Testament, we see God sending his son to come and change that, to come and restore mankind to the original position, to come and restore mankind to a place where mankind can have a relationship with God, to restore him to the place, to the original place where God had placed mankind. Praise God. And that position is the position of holiness. It's a position where man can now have a relationship or live in harmony with God. The word transformation means to change from something into something. So in this context, the word transformation means God transforming us back to the original position. And as I said earlier on, to the position of holiness, the position where we live in harmony with God. And that journey, friends, begins with the coming of the Son of God. And in Matthew chapter 4, verse 17, the Bible introduces the process of transformation. Now, please don't forget, we are speaking about transformation for the nations. And in Matthew chapter 4, verse 17, the Bible says this. From that time on, Jesus began to preach, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. So the process of transformation begins with the message of repentance. The process of transformation from where we are, from point A to the place where God wants us, the process begins with the message of repentance. And we see the Son of God, Jesus. The Bible says Jesus began to preach, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. So friends, we see in the Word of God that transformation or change gets introduced by us accepting the message of repentance, the message of Jesus Christ. So it's the message, or it's the Word of God, that brings us to a place of realization that we are in need of God, or we are in need of getting back to the original position. And Colossians chapter 1 verse 21 says this: once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior. Verse 22, but now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through the death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation. Praise God. So we see the Bible again in Colossians telling us that you and me, we were enemies with God. In Genesis, the Bible speaks about the fall of man. The fall of man introduced enmity between mankind and God. And the Bible is saying, you and me, we were enemies with God. We had lost our position. But then the Bible is saying, but Christ came to reconcile us back to the Father, so that you and me can begin to look like him, can live in harmony with God through the death of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. So far, what we have seen from the Word of God is that transformation gets ushered in by the Word of God, preaching the message or the word of repentance. Now, for God to move us from point A to the place where he wants us, to the place where we are reconciled and we are what God intended us or for us when he created us, there are some things that God has put in place. There are some tools, or there are some mechanisms that God has put in place for us to get to that point. And the first thing is that God plays a role in the process of transformation. And Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, the Bible says this: being confident of this, this is Paul writing, and Paul is writing to the believers, and he says, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ. So the Bible is telling us that God has started a work in our lives. In other words, God is interested in our transformation, and God is working in us so that the work of transformation may come to completion. God is working in our lives. And the Bible is saying God is faithful, and he will bring to completion the work that he started. Galatians chapter 4 shows us something else. And this is Paul writing. He says, my dear children, for whom I am again in pains of childbirth until Christ is formed in you. So the other thing that we see in the Word of God is that God has put people in our lives. God has put leaders, because Paul, as a leader, as an apostle, is writing to the Philippians, and he says, my dear children, for whom I am again in the pains of childbirth. So Paul is talking about the work that he was doing so that these people could come to a place where they begin to look like Christ. Praise God. So from point A to point B, the end game is that you and me can look like Christ. We can come back to the original position and become that which God had intended for us, that which God had created. And for that to take place, God has put leaders in our lives. And Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, the Bible says this: "So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip his people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining the whole measure of the fullness of Christ." So the other thing that we see, friends, in the book of Ephesians is that God has given apostles, God has given prophets, teachers, pastors, and evangelists. And the work of the fivefold ministry is to help us to mature so that we can become that which God had intended for us. We become like Christ. And for that to take place, for that to happen, God has put people in our lives. Praise God. The leaders. The other thing that God has put in place is that you and me must play a role in the process of transformation. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12, the Bible says, "Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling." Verse 13, "For it is God who works in you." Again, the Bible is showing us in verse 12, the Bible says, you and me must make effort in the process of transformation. We must reach out. In other words, you make effort to study the Bible. You make sure you are in church and many other things that needs to be done for the work or for the process of transformation to take us to where God wants us to be. 13 reminds us that for it is God who works in you. So God is working in your life. I don't know where you are, friends, in your life, but the Bible is saying God is working in your life, taking you from the point where you repented, the point of reconciliation, taking you through the process to the place where you can begin to look like Christ. God is working in your life. "For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose." Friends, you were created for a good purpose. But for that to take place or for that to happen, there has to be a process. God is involved. The leaders are involved. You have to be involved in the process of transformation. Praise God. So friends, for change to take place in your life, you have to be involved. Praise the name of God. Now, friends, remember we're talking about transformation for the nations. And the million-dollar question is, how is your personal transformation connected to the transformation of the nations? And I want us to look at the book of Genesis chapter 12, reading from verse 1. And this is what the Bible says. "The Lord has said to Abraham." Now, friends, before I continue, when God looks at South Africa, when God looks at the nation, he looks at the nation, he loves the nation, but God comes back to the beginning. And the beginning is the individuals, because transformation begins with individuals. So if you look in the book or in the Old Testament, God worked with individuals to bring about transformation for the nations. God had the Israelites at heart, but God had to start with Abraham. And in Genesis chapter 12, the Bible says, "The Lord had said to Abraham," to Abram. So there's Abram and Abraham. And this is what he says: "Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing." So in as much as the Bible is talking about Abraham, the end game is the nation of Israel. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. So God has a nation at heart, but before he gets to the nation, he has to get to this individual by the name of Abraham. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all the peoples on earth will be blessed through you. Now, friends, remember where we are coming from. God is working in your life. Now, if you look at Abraham, the Bible clearly says Abraham came from a family where they worshipped idols. And if you continue reading through from the time that God called Abraham to the time that Abraham became Abraham, there were a lot of things that happened. God did not ask Abraham to bring Lot, but Abraham brought Lot along. There are many things. He lied about Sarai, his wife, out of fear, even when God had called him. But friends, God did not give up on him. Why? Because transformation is a process. Abraham was going through the process of transformation. Praise God. So friends, God has called you. God has called me. And sometimes we wonder and we look at ourselves and we doubt the salvation of God or the calling of God over our lives. But today I want to encourage you that God has called you and you are going through the process of transformation so that the nations can be blessed. Praise God. You see, friends, if you can go through the process of transformation, then you can share the message that can bring about transformation because you yourself has gone through the process of transformation. So we go through the process of transformation from point A to the point where we begin to look like Christ. We come back to the original, to the thing that God created, mankind in the likeness of God, in the image of God. But for that to take place, for us to begin to look like Christ, we have to go through the process. God is involved, working our lives. The fivefold ministry, our leaders, the elders, are helping us to grow. And then we also participate in the process of transformation by reaching out, by reading the Bible, by making efforts, not to work for salvation because salvation has been settled, but the Bible says to work salvation out. In other words, we begin to see what the Bible says a display in our lives. And in conclusion, I want to say this, friends. So God has called us, and the book of Revelation says this, and this is the end game. Revelation chapter 7, verse 9 to 10. It says, after this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in the hands. Verse 10. And they cried out in a loud voice, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb of God. So friends, God has called us. And God wants to restore us to the original position. We begin to look like God. We begin to have compassion like God. We begin to look like Jesus. So church is like a makeup studio where the fivefold ministry, the elders, help us to become like Christ so that we can go out there and become a blessing to the nations and begin to see the peoples of the world, the nations, the tribes. And friends, that's the end game. God wants to see the tribes and the nations of the world coming together to worship him. The people that we see as problems, bringing them in and being part of the nation that God has called us. God bless you and have a lovely Sunday.